Hey everyone,
and welcome back to
BSG Brawl Stars Guides.
I'm Sharpshooter 354,
and I'm Julie Assassin.
Today is the 33rd episode of BSG,
and is not in the side series.
So today we will be ranking, well, not ranking, but we will be saying our favorite skin for each brawler in Brawl Stars. So we're going through Shelly all the way up to Surge.
Yes.
So we're going to do a little bit of explaining why we chose it, but not that much.
All right, so first, we thought that the best skin for Shelly was Witch Shelly. We were deciding between that and, I think, PSG Shelly.
Yeah, and so we really thought that Witch Shelly was just better because it has more animations, and yeah. So next, we have Nita, which we were deciding between Sheba Nita and Koala Nita, and we thought Koala Nita because I like how I like the color scheme of it, and I really like how Bruce is, like, wearing, like, the jacket. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, like, we like Sheba Nita, except I just feel like, this might just be me, I just feel like it's a tiny bit weird.
Yeah, that's just you. Okay, so moving on to Colt, we're going to go with Corsair Colt.
Yeah, we were deciding between Corsair Colt and something.
Royal Agent Colt.
Royal Agent Colt.
And we just thought that the winning and losing animations for Corsair Colt were just really cool compared to the ones for Royal Agent Colt. And so that's why we went with Corsair Colt.
Then with Bull, we have Viking Bull.
And we don't have that much reasoning with this. We think that we like it a little better than Barbarian Bull because, like, the little changes with it. And then we just like it in general better
really
than
like
the, like, Touchdown and Linebacker Bull skins.
Actually, Sharpshooter 74 has Touchdown and I have Linebacker.
Yeah, but, yeah, I mean, I kind of like it. It was really close.
Yeah.
And so next for Jesse is Shadow Knight Jesse.
You just can't get cooler than that. It's so
yeah,
cool.
Like as soon as it was announced that Shadow Knight Jesse was coming out and we saw the skin, we were just like, wow, that's a great skin.
It's
like
great
we just
skin.
Really like this skin.
Yeah, and make sure to remember that this is our opinions, so don't take it personally if you like a skin, but we don't put it as our favorite.
Yeah, and so next for Brock, we have
Beach Brock, and we did this because we were deciding between Beach Brock and what was
Lion Dance Brock,
yeah.
And we really decided that we liked the animations for Beach Brock a little better than Lion's Dance Brock, even though we liked the base model and like winning animation for Lion Dance Brock a little better.
I forgot. Did we think about the new Brock skin too, or did we not count that one?
Oh, no, we did think about that.
Oh, okay,
it's just
yeah.
Not as good as Beach Brock.
Okay, yeah.
So, next for Dynamike, we think the best skin is Coach Mike. We just think it's a really cool skin.
I love the soccer balls.
Yeah, and the super looks really cool, and we just think that Coach Mike just looks
it's
really
just
cool.
Okay.
So, next is Bo.
And we decided Golden Egg Bo because it's so cool.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can't go wrong with having Gold Mega Bo. I mean,
great.
Come on.
It's great. Okay, so then for Tick, this was easy. We decided King Crab Tick really easily.
Because King Crab Tick is, one, Tick's only skin, and two, a lot better than the default skin.
Oh, yeah.
And then 8-Bit, I mean, come on. It's Virus 8-Bit.
Oh, yes.
And then for M's,
we have True Gold M's. We were going to put
Default M's because we don't like College M's. Or I don't know.
That much, yeah.
I don't like College M's.
And then
but we remembered, oh, wait, True Gold skins are coming. And so we put
cool,
True Gold M's.
So then for El Primo, we have El Rey and El Rudo.
Julie Assassin likes El Rey better, but I like El Rudo better.
I just really like El Rey because I don't know why, but I just really like him.
Yeah, and I just really like El Rudo and like the winning animation, and I just really like it all, really.
So, yeah, so we couldn't come to agreement, so we just decided to put both of them in there because they're both really good El Primo skins.
And so next is Barley, and we just really like Big Sail Barley because we like how he's like in his little apron.
I love how he walks and when he throws pies. That's the best. I think that's the best.
Yeah, we really like his attack really animation.
Like, yeah.
Next we have Poco. It was a hard decision between Serenade Poco and Pirate Poco, but we had to go with Pirate Poco.
Yeah, because we just did. And
yeah.
So then next we have Rosa. She has no skin, so that was easy.
Please come out with skins for Rosa. Yeah, we're really hoping for some Rosa skins in the future. And so next we have Rico. And I mean, like, we were really close to choosing Popcorn Rico, but we decided to do Loaded Rico because, I mean, he's shooting gems people.
It's great. It's an amazing skin.
Next with Daryl, we're very, 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 very sorry about this, but we forgot the name. Oh, I just remembered the name. We wrote it down as Brawl Ball Daryl, but I just remembered that the name is Mascot Daryl.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Okay, so we decided on Mascot Daryl.
Because we like it a little better than Dumpling Daryl. We still think Dumpling Daryl's really good.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can't get better when you're rolling and you're like, literally a brawl ball rolling.
It's just amazing.
And for Penny, we have Dark Bunny Penny because we just really like that.
It's really cool, even though it's a bunny.
And we really, really like the mortar for that skin.
Oh, yeah.
It looks really cool.
It looks amazing.
And next is Carl.
So we were deciding between Road Rage Carl and what was the
Captain
other one?
Carl.
We're so sorry, guys. A solicitor called us while we were talking about Carl, so let's just think.
Yeah, and with Anchor, when you're recording, if someone calls you, then it automatically stops recording. So as we were saying with Carl and Road Rage Carl, we really like Road Rage Carl, so we kind of went against popular opinion, and we chose Road Rage Carl.
I was about to say Captain Carl, but yeah, we chose Road Rage Carl, sorry. Okay, so then Jackie, obviously it's Ultra Driller Jackie, because Constructor Jackie's just a remodel. It's not good.
You mean
recolor?
Yes, and then for Piper, we really like Cupid Piper. We were close to picking Calavera Piper, but Calavera Piper doesn't have different attack animations, whereas Cupid Piper, like, when Cupid Piper supers, it looks
amazing.
So cool.
Yeah, it's Cupid Piper's just amazing. And the hair, like, the little piece of hair goes into, like, a heart.
Yes, and so we're going to speed this up a little bit. So for Frank, it's obviously DJ Frank. You can't go wrong with DJ Frank.
And then Pam, Sharpshooter 354 thinks default Pam, but I personally think Summer Pam.
Because I just really like the default Pam from the Pam remodel. So
I do too, but I just really like that, like, the look of Summer Pam and the attack in the super.
Okay, and then for BB, when Zombie gets into the game, we might like that better, but for now, we like Heroin BB the best.
Yeah. Okay, and so next we have B, and it's obviously Mega Beetle B.
Even though Ladybug B is really cute.
Yeah, she's so cute. Okay.
So for Nani, we decided to go with the default skin. Some of you might hate us for this, but we just really don't like Nani's skin as much as her default skin.
It's just kind of bad. And then Max is Streetwear Max, definitely.
Yeah, because we really like Streetwear Max.
Yeah. So then Tara is...
Mortis.
Mortis.
Mortis, Rogue Mortis.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I mean, like, second place for us was, like, not even close. Like, we weren't even close to picking between Rogue Mortis and something else.
Oh, yeah.
So, next, for Tara, same thing as Mortis. We weren't even close with this one to second place. It was Street Ninja Tara, definitely.
Oh, yeah. That's so cool. Okay, so then Jean, we were kind of close to picking the regular Jean, but Pirate Jean.
I mean, Pirate Jean, it used to not be that good, but then they added it so that when you super, it's actually a hook hooking them in, and we really think that's really cool now.
Yeah, so that's why we picked Pirate Jean.
And for Mr. P, we think Agent P, because we would really like Agent P, and we really think it looks lot better than the default skin.
It's really cool. Okay, so then we have Sprout. Obviously, Tropical Sprout.
Yes, we really, really like Tropical Sprout. We think it looks really cool, and if we weren't free to play players, we definitely would buy this skin.
Oh, yeah.
And it's for 30 gems. Like, that skin is really good for 30 gems.
Yeah,
except for the fact that it doesn't have any animation changes.
I thought we predicted that it was going to be like 80 gems.
I can't remember. But next, we are going into the legendaries.
So we have Spike first. Sorry, I can't say it. You say it.
Sakura Spike. And I was really close to picking the... I can't remember the
Robo
name now.
Spike?
It's like Robo Spike.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, but
really
we ended up picking Sakura Spike.
She's just so cute.
And then for Crow, we decided to go against Gold Mecha Crow. And we just really think that Night Mecha Crow looks really cool.
It's just really cool. Okay.
So next we have Leon. We really like Sally Leon, but we definitely think that Werewolf Leon takes the cake on this one.
Literally, when they super, it howls.
And, like, the winning animation is really cool. I really like the winning animation.
Okay.
And then for Gale, we have Merchant Gale, because we really like Merchant Gale. So
it's just really cool. Okay, so lastly we have Surge the new brawler. We decided Mecha Paladin Surge.
But I Sharpshooter 354 was actually really close to making it so that Sharpshooter 354 said regular default skin and Julie Assassin said Mecha Paladin Surge.
Yeah, but
because I really like how Surge looks in his like level 4 stage.
I like it too.
Because like the lightsaber.
It's amazing.
But we're going with Mecha Paladin Surge.
I kind of wish that in Mecha Paladin Surge they kept the lightsaber, but...
Yeah. So, that is all for this episode. We really hope you enjoyed, and this is Sharpshooter 354.
And Julie Assassin
signing off.